In Kuf Zion, I believe.
Yeah.
So we saw the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Halacha, the Gemara, and that is, if you're not sure whether you've davened or not, you should daven once again, because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that essentially you should be davening all day, and you do not need to mechadish davar. If you are bori, if you are sure that you have daven, then you cannot daven again, unless you are mechadish davar. We saw, what does it mean to be mechadish? We saw that in Siv Beis, it means in one of the middle brachas, you should add something extra to the bakasha. We also saw that you do not do nedava is either for Musaf or on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And we also saw that if you began davening not with intent to do a nedava, you cannot switch in mid-track. That we also saw. Now, we'll see a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah, not everything. We'll see how much we have time for today. But again, just before we do see the Mishnah Berurah, look at the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalet. Shulchan Aruch says, Haroitze leispalel tfilas nedova, which you're allowed to do. Tzorich sheyehe makir es atzmoi. Person has to know himself. Vezoriz, vezohir, vaomud, vedaitoi, sheyochel lechavim betfilosei meiroisha vaatzeif. We have to be talking about somebody who's on a fairly high madrega, that he's able to be mechaven from beginning to end. Abol meini yochel lechaven yofe, if he is unable to have clear kavana from beginning to end, karin on bay, we refer to him with the following pasuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejects, lama li roiv zivcha cheichem, what do I need all your karbonas for? V'halavai sheyochel lechaven, we wish that we could be able even be mechaven on the main three tefillas, begimel tefillas akavuos layon. In other words, for the main three tefillas, as we know, we struggle even with those to have kavana, but those are mandatory. So if you're going to start now volunteering extra tefillas, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to be on a fairly high madrega, that you have to be assured that you can indeed be mechaven right from beginning to end, which might well be another way of saying that nowadays this whole halacha of tefillas adava doesn't apply at all. So either way, let's have a look at a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah, and then indeed we'll see whether this is negeya. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin, base, choizer umispalel. We said if you're not sure whether you daven, then indeed you should daven again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, umasne. And under those circumstances, you make a condition. You say a stipulation and you say the following. And you say, im loy hispalalti, if indeed I did not daven, then indeed, tehei lechoivosi, then this should indeed be my choiva. In the event it turns out that I have not davened, then this is my choiva. This is the tefillah that I was obligated to daven. V'im hispalalti. And if, in fact, I have davened, after all, I can't remember whether I have or haven't, but in the event that I have davened, so then, tehei l'nedova. So then, indeed, this will be a tefillas nedova. That's the way that you should do it.
Does this make any comment? Does this make any comment about his kavana in the first place? If he's not sure whether he davened or not.
What do you mean? We're talking about somebody who doesn't know whether he's davened.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if he doesn't know, you would think that if anyone had any kavana while he's davening, he would know whether he davened or not.
Yeah, you mean the very fact that he doesn't know whether he's davened is not a very healthy sign.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%. Good point. Okay, we'll soon see. Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'afal pi, even though shekol sofik midivrei soifrim lahokel, even though normally whenever we have a sofik midivrei soifrim, what does midivrei soifrim mean? Meaning derabonon. Tfilas midderabonon, and therefore the rule should be sofik derabonon lekula. So why are we telling Misha Daven again? Mikol Mokoim Hocha Chayzer Mispalel. But nonetheless, over here he does repeat his davening for the reason we mentioned in the Gemara. Mipnei Shehalavai Sheispalel Odom Kol Hayom, because essentially a person should be davening all day long, at least B'Toyras Nedova, at least as a voluntary tefillah, if not a mandatory one. Validei Chiddush. And if you're not obligated to daven, at least you add a chiddush, as we're going to soon see. V'hocha, k'shechoyzeh mispalel al asofik. Over here, when you are repeating your davening because of a sofik that you have, whether in fact you davened in the first place, ein tzorich chiddush. Over here, you don't need a chiddush. Remember, we said you only need a chiddush if you've definitely davened. If I'm not sure whether I've davened, the ein lecha chiddush gadol mizeh. Because that is the greatest chiddush, mizeh sheyotzi dei sveikai. Fine. Skip to Sif Cotton Hey in the Mishnah Brura. Remember we said that when it comes to Tfilas Musaf, however, there we do not do a nedava. Why do we not do a nedava? Says the Mishnah Brura, Rotzaloima, afilu d'shel Rosh Chodesh v'chol ha'moed. Even if it's Rosh Chodesh and Chol ha'moed, if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, that we've said, there's no nedavos. But even if it's weekday, and it's Rosh Chodesh, or it's Chol ha'moed, you don't do a voluntary musaf. Why? Kiven sha'oima, because we say in the davening, u'musafim kehil chasam. What does that mean, kehil chasam? As stipulated. V'amusafim einon kravim elo mishel tzibur. The musaf carbon is sacrificed on behalf of the tzibur. There's no such thing as a personalized carbon tzibur. Vein ayochid yochayel lenadev oiso. There is no such thing as an individual donating a musaf. There does not exist such a concept. And therefore, in turn, you cannot have the tefillah of musaf done as an adava. V'ayim ba'achrinim, says the Mishnah Brura, a very, very important addition. Remember, we are talking about somebody who has definitely not davened, and he wants to volunteer an extra Shemoneh Esrei. And that we say, I'm sorry, you can't do so for Musaf. Says the Mishnah Brura, if that's the case, v'ayim ba'achrinim, shekasu delafize, according to this, b'tfilas Musaf, v'hu adin, and so too b'shabbos b'yomtev b'kol atfilos im nistapku im hispaleloisam. What happens if you're not sure whether you've davened? Remember, we spoke about two different cases in the Shulchan Aruch. Case number one, where you're not sure whether you've davened, so you daven again. Case number two, where I've definitely davened, so you can only repeat the davening with a chiddush, as an adava. But tfilas musaf, we're saying, cannot be done as an adava. Tfilos on Shabbos and Yom Tov also cannot be done as a nedava. If that's the case, then not only does halacha number two fall by the wayside, then so too halacha number one also falls by the wayside on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We just explained that when you daven again misofik, how do you do that? Somebody's not sure whether he's davened or not. We say he davens again misofik. How so? So we just saw the Mishnah Brura says, you've got to make a tanai. If I haven't davened, then this is it. And if I have davened, then this should be a nedava. But you cannot do a nedava on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it means both halachas in the Shulchan Aruch. Number one, when you daven again, misofik. Number two, when you daven again, having davened already, because they both require an element of nedava, they cannot be done for Shabbos or for Yom Tov. That's what Mishnah Brura says. Imistapik imispalaloisam einoi yochol lachzor v'lispalaloisam. You cannot repeat the davenings again. Darit zorich lahasnois, because you're going to have to make a stipulation or canal b'siv cotton base, as I just explained to you in siv cotton base, as the Mishnah Brura. Ubezeh einoi yochol lahasnois. But here, you cannot make that stipulation. So, my Rav Raboisai, halacha lemaisa. This is mamish halacha l'maisa, and we need to know this. If you're not sure whether you've davened on Shabbos or Yom Tov, any tefillah, not just Musaf, you go up to the Rav and you say, I cannot remember, I'm very, very sorry, it was Purim, and I'm half tipsy, I do not remember whether I davened Maariv on Friday night on Purim, or Motzah Purim, the halacha will have to be, leave it. There's nothing for you to do. Why? Because the only way in theory that you daven again, ever, when you have a sofik, is to make a tanai. If I haven't davened, then this is the tefillah. And if I have davened, then this is a nedava. But I'm sorry, you can't do nedava on Shabbos. So therefore the whole tanai is not a possibility, and therefore the whole etzah is not a possibility either. Which means that this entire Sif and Shulchan Aruch is only talking about weekday.
Is the Purim example correct? I mean, are you equating Purim with Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh?
No. I'm just saying because Purim this year is on a Friday, and you get
in the afternoon.
You come 9 o'clock Friday night, next Friday night,
right.
You think to yourself, did I daven or did I not daven?
Okay.
Become sober, I'm not sure whether I davened. The answer is finished. If it's a genuine sofik, then you're stuck. The only way you could have an etzah is to repeat the Shmona Esra again with a tanai. That if, in the event that I really have daven, this should be a nedava, but there's no nedava, it's on Shabbos. The only korbanos that were sacrificed on Shabbos were those that were absolute choiva, but not those that were a nedava. Now, very, very important. Have a look at the first biur halacha. The very first biur halacha says, "Imhu mesupak." You're not sure if you've davened, so what does the Shulchan Aruch say? You daven again. How so? As the Mishnah Berurah explained, with a tanai. If this is a chayv, great, and if it's not, it's an adava. Says the Chafetz Chaim in the biur halacha. Ayin beches aleph. What's beches aleph? Ayin bechaye odom. Shekosav de hayoim ein noyeg din ze. In Tovshi and Peyalef, and the chaye odom actually lived 200 years ago, so it was Tov Kuf Peyalef more like, this halacha does not apply. Why not? Lefi ma de mevur lekamon besiv dalad. And that's why we learned this before. According to that which you see in Sif Dalet, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? That in order to ever do a nedava, you have to be on a terrifically high madrega. The tzarech sheyeh makir es atzmoy ve'omid b'daitoy sheyochel lechavin. And unfortunately, says the Bialocha, this is a very sombering Bialocha. V'yodua shebizman hazeh afilu echod me'elef. Even one in 1,000, you won't find lo yimtza. The imkein ein yochel lahasnois. So for you can't do the whole tanai. Remember, if davening misofik requires a tanai, and the tanai is in the event that I have already davened, this should be a nedava. Well, we don't do nedavas nowadays because in order to do so, you have to be in a very high madrega. That's what the Chaya Odom says. Says the Bir Alocha. Veloy Nahira Lefianias Daiti. This does not appear to me to be correct. This does not appear to me to be correct. Why not? So he brings Raya's. And if you go to the end of that Bir Halacha, we'll skip all his proofs. But look at the end, the last two lines, he says, V'chein, kol ha-poiskim, all of the poiskim, rishonim, v'achrinim sheroisi. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says, I checked up a lot of svarim. Loi nimtza, there is not to be found, shum remez. I did not find, besides for the Chaya Odom that we just mentioned, I did not find any remez shehayoyim yishtane zehadin. I did not find any hint in any other pasuk besides for the Chayei Odom that nowadays this din should change. The Gam HaDerech HaChayim, the Hagraz, the Shulchan Shloimoi, they all bring the Shulchan Aruch LaHalacha, and it would seem therefore to be that clearly we definitely still hold of this halacha. So it would seem to be the Mishnah Berurah is having a very, very big machlokes over here. The Chayei Odom tells us that the whole concept of nedava, which cannot apply nowadays, therefore does not apply to Sofik either, because Sofik also requires a tanai. Says the Bir Halacha, Halacha Lamaisa, I disagree. If you look in all the Svarim, nobody makes mention of this halacha of the Chayei Odom. Now, let's not make a mistake, Rabbi Yisai, because this is Mamish, Halacha Lamaisa, and Chas V'Shalom, we shouldn't make a mistake. We just saw two cases in the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to call them case one and case two. Case one was where you have a Sofik. Case two is that there's no Sofik, you've definitely davened. In case one, what did the Shulchan Aruch say? If you've got a Sofik, daven again. Said the Mishnah Berurah, you make a Tanai. In case number two, you've definitely davened. If you want to daven again, you've got to be Mechadesh Baldover, and the whole tefillah will be in a Dover. And that's where the Shulchan Aruch says you've got to be on a very lofty level. The Chayei Odom says, I'm knocking out halacha number one and halacha number two. Both of them at the end of the day are predicated on the concept of nedava. And in order to do a nedava, you have to have tremendously high levels of kavana. Nobody can do that these days. The Bir Halacha that we just saw said, I vehemently disagree. All the poskim seem to go with the Shulchan Aruch. So which halacha is he resurrecting? Case number one or case number two? And the answer is, he's only resurrecting case number one. Meaning, in the case of a Sofek, you're genuinely not sure if you davened, you daven again and you make the Tanai. But case number two, the poskim say, nowadays, indeed, we do not do a tefillas nedava. So if somebody imagine, this is very negeh in Corona times, imagine you weren't feeling great, you stayed at home and you davened Shemona Esra at home. And now you come to shul, you're able to get out and you think to yourself, I'd like to daven again, because this time it will be betzibur. Now here there's no sofik, you've definitely davened already. So the only way that we could possibly be allowed to daven again in shul is as a nedava. That we do not practice nowadays. So case number two is indeed knocked out. This is a very easy rule to remember. We don't do tfilois nedava nowadays. However, in the case where you cannot remember whether you've davened, then we do daven. The Chayei Odom says you don't, but we disagree. You do daven again. You make a Tanai and you try your absolute best to have Kavana. This does not apply, as we said before, for Musaf or for Shabbos or for Yom Tov. But a regular weekday Shemoneh Esra, if you really cannot remember whether you've davened, you do daven again and you make a Tanai. Other than that, we do not do Tfilos Nedava nowadays. Okay, we'll have to hold it. I apologize again for the late start, but to Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll begin the new Sugya.
Okay. Shreya.
All the best. Oh,